You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to bring you a musical meditation focusing on some of the most prolific hymn writers of all time. For this, I'm about to join Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
Just over the road from where I live in Rome is the church of San Girolamo della Carità. It's where the much-loved apostle of Rome, St. Philip Neri, used to live, and it's where he would often hold meetings for prayer and spiritual exercises. These proved very popular with the local people, and in order to accommodate them, an oratorio, or prayer hall, was built above the nave of the church. Music played a large part at these gatherings because St. Philip recognized the power of music to draw with a sweet deception sinners to the holy exercises of the oratory. The congregation of the oratory, now spread all over the world, owes its origin and its name to St. Philip's devotions in the oratorio of San Girolamo. And so too does the musical genre of the oratorio, a form of sacred music usually based on stories from the Bible. It's not surprising, then, after such musical beginnings, that the fathers of the oratory should have produced a great many hymn writers. The first oratory in England was established in Birmingham in 1848 by John Henry Newman. From his pen came such classics as Praise to the Holiest in the Height and Firmly I Believe and Truly. One of the fathers of the Birmingham Oratory, Edward Caswell, specialised in translating ancient Latin hymns into English. And so he gave us Hark, a Herald Voice is Sounding, and Bethlehem of Noblest Cities. But the most prolific of them all must surely have been Father Frederick William Faber, who in 1849 founded the London Oratory, dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Father Faber's day, the Catholic community in England was still finding its feet after centuries of exclusion from public life. Not until 1829 were Catholics finally granted permission to worship in public places. And for the first 100 years or so after the Reformation, the persecution of Catholics was severe. Father Faber captures something of the spirit of the English martyrs in characteristically colourful language, as he speaks of the faith that lives on in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Now that the years of exclusion were over, it was a time of growth for the Catholic Church in England. New schools were built and new churches. New religious houses were opened and new dioceses were established. And as you can imagine, new hymns were composed for all these people to sing. Father Faber's devotional writings were widely read, and his hymns were ideally suited for use in popular devotions to Our Lady and to the Blessed Sacrament, that wondrous gift so far surpassing hope or thought. Surely have warmed St. Philip's heart to see music being used to express such fervent devotion to the Lord Jesus. In the last verse of this hymn, Father Faber calls on the angels to add their voices to the loving praises sung by the faithful. And in the refrain after each verse, he expresses a sentiment that St. Philip Neri would surely have shared wholeheartedly. Sweet sacrament, we thee adore. O make us love thee more and more.
Monsignor Philip Whitmore is a music historian who's currently rector of the Venerable English College here in Rome. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.